This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium Patron Taboo podcast which contains more intense sexual themes. You can subscribe to the premium podcast for $2 per month or support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to support us and allow members to request future stories and themes. Links are in the description. Thank you for listening. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Now serving part 3 by Dafixi. Chapter 08. A few months later, Jeanette and her best friend and submissive protege, Angelina or Angie, had become so close that they visited colleges and universities together, and even applied to mostly the same institutions. Jeanette received early acceptance from Masters College, hardly surprising due to her excellent grades, extracurricular activities, and the fact that her father, Matt, was an alumnus and generous contributor. However, Angie's grades and other activities were not as good, and her mother, Justine, had applied for a full scholarship, so Angie's admission was questionable. Without Justine's knowledge, Matt had made a sizable, extra donation to the school, while mentioning to the head of the financial office that his daughter's best friend was another applicant. A month later he spoke with the dean of admissions and requested that he personally interview mother and daughter before making a decision. Matt, who'd made discreet inquiries about the dean's personal proclivities, informed the dean of intimate details about this very special pair, sent a number of revealing photos and videos of bondage and submission, and recommended a private interview at the end of the workday. So at 4:30 p.m. on a Friday, the pair, carefully dressed, arrived at the dean's luxurious office. Justine was impressed by the gorgeous campus, its handsome buildings, rolling lawns and quads, magnificent trees, state-of-the-art facilities and luxurious amenities. The dean was excited by seeing the two hot beauties in the flesh. Justine looked like she was in her late 20s, as if she was an older sister of Angie. Both exuded sensuality like no mother-daughter pair he'd ever met. He'd set the thermostat at 80 degrees, so Justine and Angie, with their tight, short-waisted jackets over wispy tight blouses, were uncomfortably hot. Unconsciously, they both sat in their chairs with their legs spread wide, their ankles and heels resting outside the chair legs.
"Let's have a drink," he began. "What would you like?"
"I'd like a vodka on the rocks, please, and Angie will have a white wine," Justine said.
"Good. A vodka for me as well. Angie, would you make them for us?"
This was his first test of the girl's obedience.
"Of course, sir,"
the young beauty said, smiling and walking over to the small bar that rested above a mini refrigerator. While she fixed the drinks, the dean asked Justine,
"I assume you're pleased with what you've seen here at Masters?"
"Oh, of course," Justine said enthusiastically. "The school is wonderful. And thank you for seeing us. You must be so busy.
I'm happy to do so for an alumnus as thoughtful and talented as your friend, Matt."
Angie served the drinks. The dean noticed that she'd made triples for him and her mother. They drank.
"You probably know that admission here is practically a guarantee of later success in life, whether a graduate's path is in business, education, science, medicine, government, whatever. The issue is that Angie's application is borderline, so the purpose of this interview is to get to know you both more, personally."
They all drank.
"Angie, your grades are good but not terrific. And I know that last year, you and your mother moved to Matt City and you attended a new school, which is all very disruptive. Are you physically active at all?"
Angie finished her glass.
"Yes, Dean, I wasn't on the soccer, softball, or volleyball teams this past year because I was studying so hard, but I'm fit. I work out 5 to 6 days a week, like Mom. Matt has an incredible exercise room at his house."
"Hmm," he pondered.
"Why don't you refresh your wine?"
He watched as the leggy beauty walked to the bar and turned his attention to the perspiring mother.
"Justine, you look uncomfortable. Why don't you take off your jacket?"
She looked at him for several seconds, recalling the previous night, when Matt had given her strict instructions, she and Angie were to cooperate fully with the dean. Justine had objected, whereupon he'd slapped her tits, spanked her pussy and given her a serious whipping. When he had finished with her, she was kneeling, her body hanging limply from an overhead cord wrapped around her wrists, her pussy lips and tits swollen and dense with fresh, livid marks.
"Don't you understand that your daughter's future rests on this one interview?" Matt asked. "Do you understand?"
She nodded and he roughly face-fucked the semi-conscious sub-mother. Remembering Matt's warning, Justine slowly unbuttoned and removed her blouse for the dean.
"Just as I thought," the dean said to himself.
The slut wore a sheer, tight white blouse, clearly revealing her big tits and dark, thick nipples straining against the damp fabric. Excited and ashamed about her excitement, Justine took a big swallow of her vodka. Angie slowly walked to her chair, sipping her second glass of chilled white wine.
"No need to sit," the dean said. "Turn around and raise your skirt so I can see how fit you are."
Angie set her glass down on his desk and swiveled so her back was facing him, extending her legs widely. Gradually, she raised her skirt, exposing firm thighs encased in powder blue stockings. Without prompting, she raised the material till her lacy stocking top showed, then the bare, smooth,
tanned young skin above them, and finally her ass, only partially covered in tight lacy boy shorts.
"And the front?" he said. Angie turned in place, but without lowering her skirt, till she faced him, the skirt rucked at her waist. The lace covering the tight boy shorts ended around her slit, clearly showing her thick heavy labia and the shaved skin around them.
"Yes, you look fit and lovely," the dean said approvingly, his cock twitching. "You can lower your skirt and go wait in the anteroom till I call you."
"Yes, sir," she said and left, shutting the door behind her.
The dean turned to Justine. "Another of our traditions here is that the mother of a girl on full scholarship participates in various school activities. For example, during parents' weekend, she assists me by being my companion and host, making parents feel welcome, involving them in conversation, etc. For example, there's the Friday evening cocktail party and dinner, then the big game on Saturday afternoon, etc. I'd be happy to help, in any way that pleases you," Justine said.
"Good.
I think you'd be wonderful. And it helps that you're a teacher yourself. There are also two, how shall I say, private events. After the Friday dinner, the senior, executive administration gathers for late-night brandies and planning." Justine looked at him, perplexed. "The group consists of our president, the board chairman, the dean and myself. Just four of us. And my duties would be?
Service.
That is, you would serve drinks like brandy and port. And," he added slowly, "make the men comfortable." His words were fraught with obvious meaning. There was a long silence. "Do you think you could handle that?" Justine looked back at him, in shock at this brazen proposition. She closed her eyes, reeling dizzily with humiliation, envisioning what the scene might be like. She'd frequently serviced three at a time, her father, brother and uncle, and recently, once Justin was 18, her father, brother and him. Very recently she'd been ordered to submit to four and then five, her four family members plus Matt. She could only remember parts of that scene, giving hand jobs to two of them, cocksucking the third while she was DP'd up her ass and in her cunt. But this private event gathering would mostly be total strangers. Her eyes downcast to hide her lurid excitement, she asked, "What do they like?"
"Oh, no worries on that account. They have the same tastes as you and I do. And they are generous."
"How do you mean?" "If you please them and I have absolutely no doubt that you will, they tend to express their appreciation in terms of clothes, vacation trips and special opportunities for the hostess's student child. Special funding, trips, opportunities, connections and so on," she said agreeably. "I'll do my best, Dean. You said there are two events?"
"Yes.
Late on Saturday night, there's a similar meeting, by exclusive invitation, with the year's four largest donors, men who have contributed $1 million or more, sometimes much more. These are powerful, demanding men, who are sued to getting what they want. And my responsibilities would be
the same.
The difference is that these men tend to be much more generous than the academic group, since the donors are all extremely wealthy. Jewelry, designer couture, first-class round-trip plane tickets to five-star hotels and resorts. That sounds exciting. Besides serving them drinks, will they expect anything different than the Friday night group?" "For example, have you ever worn a serving tray?" Justine was confused. "I've been a waitress and know how to handle a tray," he laughed. "No, this is a special wood tray. One side is slightly curved and rests against the abdomen. Leather straps extend from each corner that rests against the belly and the straps tie in the back at the waistline. Along the front edge of the tray are three chains. The middle one is attached to a neck collar. The two chains at the outside tray corners end in clamps that connect to the server's nipples."
"Oh my God,"
she whispered, imagining the nipple pain. "What's on the tray?" "Snifters, wine glasses, highballs filled with their drinks. That sounds like it could be quite painful," she said, picturing her big nipples brutally stretched while the men ogled her torment. "Well, the tray is small, but yes, it requires a submissive with a high tolerance to pain." The dean imagined the sight of Justine's long nipples permanently stretched another half inch. Nervously, she squirmed in her chair. He snapped back from his reverie. "Of course, the more pain you're willing to bear, the more generous they like to be." "I'll do my best," she said ingratiatingly. "That's the spirit. I think we'll do some experiments today. I have a couple of ideas that will put your training to the test."
What will you do?"
"Oh, that would spoil the fun. Let's just say that the first involves suction and the second uses heat." Justine guessed that he'd suck hard on her nipples for the first and drip hot wax for the second. She would soon learn the hard way how utterly wrong she was. He opened the door. "Angie, please come in." When the girl entered, he added, "Take off your daughter's jacket." Justine finished her stiff cocktail, stood behind Angie, unbuttoned the girl's jacket, and pulled it off. He observed that the girl's tits might be slightly smaller than her mother's, but the nipples looked as dark and as oversized. Without being asked, Justine undid the skirt, and it dropped to the floor. "Would you like to see her flat stomach and good biceps?" Justine prompted, practically pimping her nubile daughter.
"Yes."
Justine undid the blouse, and the dean saw the cooperative student's superb tits encased in a matching, powder blue, tight balconette bra, which had no lace around the large, charcoal gray areola and even darker nipples. Still standing behind her daughter, Justine fastened her hands around the girl's wrists, and slowly pulled them behind her back and crossed her hands in the rear till the girl uttered,
"Oh."
From the strain, her tits thrusting outward, the fat nipple stalks straining against the light fabric, Justine spoke into her submissive daughter's ear.
Why don't you show the dean some of the skills you've been learning and practicing?
Justine picked up two thick pillows and placed them on the floor between the noble slut and the college official. She pushed on the girl's bare shoulders till Angie was kneeling. The dean rolled his chair over to the girl. She undid his belt and zipper and pulled out his thick, 7-inch cock.
Angie first began licking the crown, then his balls and finally the entire shaft, slurping noisily and enthusiastically enjoying the cocksucking. This was an expert blowjob.
Strip, he said to Justine between his groans of pleasure. Justine watched her daughter's cocksucking while peeling off her own damp blouse and skirt. This was the best B-job he'd ever had, and from an 18-year-old. When he saw Justine clad in her matching charcoal gray lingerie ensemble, the dean became even harder and bigger in the teen's mouth. The two women looked almost alike, but there were clear differences. Instead of a balconette bra, Justine's bigger and heavier tits rested on a shelf bra, the nipples half visible, the lower half constantly rubbing against the edge of the fabric, keeping them continually engorged. Unlike most big nipples, hers were considerably thicker than a pencil, easily the width of a sharpened marking pen.
You really must be a slut to wear a bra like that, he said. Have your nipples been stretched to their current size?
This is how big they've always been.
She said shamefacedly, embarrassed about her massive nipples. She wasn't wearing boy shorts, she wore bikini panties. But that wasn't all. Unlike her daughter's fine, satiny, unblemished skin, the mother's normally satin skin was covered with dozens of marks. Wheels heavily marked her naked tits. The stripes began above her knees and grew wider and closer together on her upper and inner thighs. The dean wondered if Matt also pussy-whipped her, probably so. Similarly, the welts on her belly grew more livid and frequent as they descended to her shaved mons. Concerned about satisfying the dean as much as possible, the debauched mother placed her hands on both sides of her daughter's glossy black hair and began rhythmically forcing the girl's head down on the dean's prick. He was amazed. The last thought he had before coming was that a mother was forcing her own daughter to face fuck him. Since this was the best blowjob he'd ever had, he erupted into the stunning girl's eager mouth, shooting a dozen lengthy spurts. Once the dean had come down, he saw that Angie was flailing her hands, her cheeks bulging obscenely with his load, like a squirrel fully stocked for a long winter. She couldn't contain it. A long thin stream of cum escaped from the center of her mouth, flowed over her chin, and fell to the floor. Here was the hottest high school senior ever, kneeling in front of his dangling dick, and she'd been trained not to swallow without permission. She mewled in panic, desperate for his decision, fearing she'd be punished if any more escaped or if she swallowed. Justine leaned down and slowly licked the jizz off her daughter's chin. As he stared, more of his cum escaped from the corners of Angie's mouth and began flowing down her cheeks and splashing onto her tits. The girl became even more alarmed. He looked around for a receptacle, saw his empty cocktail glass and shoved it in front of the panicked girl's face. She dumped his hot jizz into the glass, which immediately filled to the brim. But she still held more. He set the glass down on the desk, grabbed Justine's empty glass, and Angie gratefully filled it as well, reaching up from the floor to set it back on the desk. She looked up at him, her eyes pleading.
You may swallow the rest. He permitted. Gratefully, Angie swallowed several times, relishing the taste of the sweet heavy spunk, only slightly salty, leaving the residue on her thick lips, as she'd been taught.
That was excellent.
Thank you, sir.
She smiled, multiple strands of cum stretching between her thick lips when she spoke. She swallowed the rest of her wine.
He turned his attention to the mother, who'd been mashing her tits, pulling her nipples and fingering her slit, her lips coated with the spunk she'd licked from Angie's face. The gusset of Justine's panties was soaked. Was she as submissive as the girl? He wondered. She was standing in front of the desk, breathing heavily, her big gray eyes lidded. He realized that the two vodka glasses, situated on the edge of the desk where she was standing, were the same distance apart as her tits.
Angie, take off your mother's bra.
The girl happily complied, revealing fresh lurid marks on the underside of Justine's tits.
Did Matt whip your tits recently?
Justine nodded, flooding with shame.
Last night, in honor of this interview with you. He knows you like to see markings.
I see.
Angie, go stand behind your mother. Now hold her wrists firmly behind her.
Justine shook her head, humiliated yet aroused by the degrading scene that was about to happen. Angie, furious with her mother for pushing and forcing her into face-fucking the dean, roughly yanked Justine's wrists behind her back.
Oh!
Justine cried out from her daughter's harshness, although her pussy flooded at the humiliation of being manhandled by her daughter in front of this demanding dom. First, the dean applied two metal mini-clamps to Justine's jutting nipples, so the tiny clamps were sticking straight out horizontally, in line with the nipple stalks. He tightened the tiny screws until the jaws compressed into the bulging nipple tips. Justine whipped her head back and forth, exhaling in short bursts as she adjusted to the pain, excited beyond belief to be treated this way, on campus in an office with a total stranger and her forceful daughter. Then the dean took a clear nipple pump tube and carefully slid it over a clamped and tortured nipple till the shaft was embedded in a massive charcoal areola almost twice the size of a half dollar. The two women stared, stupefied by the bizarre sight they'd never experienced, Justine on the verge of coming from the nipple torture. The dean began pumping as the woman and girl stared in fascination. First the areola was drawn into the clear casing, distorting and elongating. Then the clamped nipple, already almost an inch long, was relentlessly pulled inside and pumped till it was an astonishing 1.5 inches in length. Close to coming, Justine's legs began scissoring. To support her mother, Angie placed her arms under Justine's armpits, her thigh wedged between her mother's legs, saturated by her slutty mother's wetness, leaning the slut back on her daughter's heaving, sweat-soaked chest. The dean meticulously repeated the operation on Justine's other nipple, and the perverted pain slut mother came to the brink, grunting loudly as her shoulder blades ground into her daughter's stiff nipples.
Angie sank down into the chair, her knee forcing the slut mother's legs further apart till the wet labia spread open. The dean ogled the sight of Justine sprawled on Angie, the whip marks on the mother's recently whipped tits and belly moving with her heaving breath. He plunged three fingers between the heavy wet labia and upper cunt, grinding his thumb against the big fat clit. Justine was coming, bucking like a wild horse in her daughter's controlling arms. Now that her engorged clit had swollen enough for him, he added another of the tiny clamps to her clit hood, placed a small pump over her clit and hood, and gloated as the clamp and long thick flesh were pulled up the tube and distorted till the clit was an inch long. This time the pain slut yelled, coming wildly and completely out of control, bouncing so frenziedly on Angie's lap that the dean was surprised she didn't fall onto the floor. The dean stripped off his clothes.
"Keep holding her," he said to Angie, who tightened her grip on her sweating, delirious mother. The dean placed a small footstool in front of the chair and between the women's legs. He pushed his cock between Justine's meaty labia, sank it all the way until the plastic clit pump was bent to the side by his groin, and fucked her hard. The nipple pumps flopped wildly around, bending and twisting the distorted nipples. Justine screamed in ecstasy, swinging around so wildly that it was a struggle for Angie to keep Justine, now crazed with white-hot cumming, lying on top of her. The dean pulled out, and aiming carefully, shot a protracted cum jet up Justine's right side, all the way from her clamped clit to her jet black hair, big fat gobs splashing heavily onto her nose and nipple pump. He leaned over and fired a second shot up her left side, drenching her chin, whipped tit, and striped belly. He let loose several more discharges, splattering the rest of her face and torso. Justine slumped on her daughter. The dean stood and took a half dozen photos of the sprawled slut, the three pumps rising from a sea of lumpy jism. Setting down the camera, he took the two glasses into the mini kitchen adjacent to his outer office. When he returned, the glasses filled the office with the unmistakable tang of hot spunk. He returned them to their previous spots near the edge of the desk and removed all three pumps from the sprawling Justine's nipples and clit. Justine moaned in torment as her nipples and clit were partially released, the mini clamps remaining. But the dean wasn't finished. He slapped Justine's clamped and cum-soaked tits and swiped her greasy clit to rouse her from her stupor. Then he picked her up off Angie's body and positioned the dazed mother in front of the desk, supporting the slack slut under her armpits. Angie scrambled to her feet. Cum dripped from Justine's nose, chin, tits and cunt lips. "Push down," he told the girl. Angie placed her hand on her mother's spine and pushed firmly. The young mother's torso began tilting forward from the waist, the tits appearing to grow as they hung forward. The dean slightly adjusted the positions of the glasses and relished the sight of the excited fat nipple stalks, now inches from the rims of the glasses, still grossly stretched and swollen in the aftermath of the sadistic pumps. When the hard dark nipples and shiny clamps broke the thick surface, Justine gasped at the searing temperature, trying to break free from Angie's hold. The dean called,
"Stop!"
to Angie and waited a few seconds while Justine writhed from the intense heat of the gunk enveloping her maltreated nips.
"Now the rest," he told Angie. "Keep pushing."
Angie forced Justine down further, and the charcoal tit flesh completely sank into the off-white gunk, the 34cs forcing the thick heated cum to spill over the glass's rims and drip down onto the desktop, gobs falling to the surface and splashing the residue onto her bent belly and slim thighs. Justine yelled in another cum, knocking and jerking against her daughter.
"That's enough, Angie."
Reluctantly, the girl let go of her mother and Justine jerked upright, her tits escaping from the heated spunk. She stood shakily, relying on Angie to support her, steaming semen flowing off the sub-mother's reddened tit flesh. The dean photographed her. "Move those pillows so they're in front of your chair. Justine, kneel on them and face the chair, hands clasped behind you. Angie, sit there."
The women moved into position, mother kneeling humiliatingly in front of daughter. He grabbed Justine's short lustrous hair and pulled till she was leaning back, her head resting on the edge of the desk.
"Angie, lick the cum off her tits and swallow it."
Still mad at her mother, Angie leaned forward and clasped both hands around the base of Justine's sore right tit, squeezing it tightly so the hot flesh bulged out and Justine moaned.
The dean's hot spunk had cooled down till it no longer burned, so the teen licked it off the big tit, relentlessly maintaining pressure on it, roughly scraping her tongue across the obscenely jutting, ravaged nipple, still trapped by the small but wicked clamp. Once the girl had noisily slurped up all the slimy cum from the right tit, Angie smiled at the dean, jism dotting her nose and lips and dripping off her chin. She released her hands from the base of the swollen breast and took an even harsher grip on the other tit, sucking up the splurge. The dean thought the mother was even more submissive than the daughter, which would make for interesting future scenarios. When Angie finished, she looked at him for his next command.
"Well done, Angie."
She let go of the left tit, shiny with its fresh coating of saliva, red blotches surrounding the base where she pressed the flesh. He removed the fierce clamps from her nipples and clit hood. The dean sat. Justine had been intensively trained since she was a teen, so despite the pain and without being told, she summoned enough energy to clean his cock. He realized that she was using a version of the phenomenal cocksucking technique her slut daughter used, or rather the other way around. The slut mother must have trained her sub-daughter in the art of giving head. But Justine, a natural and very experienced cocksucker, was even better than her daughter. When Justine finished, he said,
"There's a small washroom where you can both clean up and get dressed. Angie, help your mother. Towels are in there."
He poured himself a brandy. After several minutes, they emerged. Justine was suffering from her skirt and sweaty, tight blouse rubbing against last night's welts.
Underneath she was nude, the prospect of her tight panties and bra impinging on her clit, and nipples too much to bear.
I'm pleased with you both. And I'm happy to welcome both of you to our master's college family.
Thank you. Justine whispered hoarsely, still stunned by the past scene, but happy for her daughter's future. The dean noted her dazed effect. Little did he guess that she was already imagining her next scene with him and the other school officials, nude except for a collar and the bondage tray, vicious clamps embedded in her fat, bulging nipples, heavy highballs and snifters cruelly pulling them downward. Would they clamp and weight her cunt lips so they bulged down as much as her nipples? She wondered whether they'd make her lick their combined cum off the tray.
Thank you, sir, Angie said excitedly. I promise I'll work hard and...
I know you will. The dean laughed lewdly. The interview was over.
Chapter 09 The next day, Angie was like a different person. For the first time, she left her bed unmade and her clothes strewn around the bedroom that the girls shared. She was a no-show after school, when Jeanette, and she had always met to go home. She didn't answer when Jeanette texted her phone. Dinner was usually around 6:30 p.m., but Angie didn't appear for that either, as had been scheduled. Nor did she respond to Matt's texting and calling. First annoyed and then concerned, he and Jeanette were finishing dinner, after which he was planning to call Justine, when Angie sauntered in and sat down without a word of explanation or apology, pouring herself a hefty glass of wine and drinking greedily. She was wearing a slutty outfit, a skin-tight halter top and shorts. Her face was sullen and pouty, buried under way too much makeup. Her hair and makeup were disheveled. She looked like a low-class tramp, Jeanette said exasperatedly.
What happened? Are you okay? Where have you been?
Angie took her sweet time answering.
Nothing. I went to the mall. Why didn't you answer my texts and calls, or daddy's?
Angie shrugged nonchalantly.
Didn't feel like it. Do you want some dinner?
Matt asked. She ignored him.
Who did you go to the mall with?
Jeanette asked.
Those two guys you don't like. Oh my god! Mike and Frank?
Jeanette was upset.
Daddy, those two are sleazy lowlifes.
Angie, how could you? Angie ignored Jeanette's question.
Did you do anything with them?
None of your business. Angie said, rudely and dismissively.
That may be true, but it's my business.
Matt said.
I know those boys and I don't want either of you two around them. Did you go down on those jerks?
Gross. Jeanette muttered, thinking about the two obnoxious boys. Angie drank more wine, ignoring Matt's question.
I asked you if you gave head to these guys?
He repeated.
And what if I did?
She asked, staring insolently and directly challenging his authority.
What are you gonna do about it?
She sneered. Matt watched, realizing full well that Angie was doing everything in her power to be punished. Well, she'd done a superb job and he'd be pleased to accommodate her. He watched her face closely when he said,
That's enough. You've earned yourself a well-deserved punishment. Jeanette, take Angie into the living room and prepare her for discipline on the ottoman.
Angie tried to hide it, but he could see the sudden excitement in her eyes. Pleased with her dad's decision, Jeanette stood, roughly dragged Angie to her feet, pulled her friend's arms behind her back, and marched her BFF into the living room. Matt cleared the dishes and prepared an after-dinner drink for himself. When he entered the living room 5 minutes later, Jeanette had stripped off Angie's halter, shorts, bra and panties. The young senior was kneeling nude on the oversized, black leather ottoman, her wrists bound behind her, her knees opened by a spreader bar and tied to the feet of the ottoman, wearing a slave collar. Jeanette had been busy. Laid out on the coffee table within her view were an anal dildo, a vibe, 5 clamps, chains, weights, several Velcro strips of varying lengths and widths, a ball gag, a penis gag, a quirt, a taws, a crop and 2 floggers. Angie, clearly excited, looked gorgeous, even with her wild hair and heavy makeup. Her willful, obnoxious attitude was gone. Matt spooled a black cord around the beam above her, attached the cord to a D-ring in the rear of her collar, and pulled till the bad girl's head and torso were raised up and above the ottoman, her luscious tits hanging free. Matt looked at Jeanette.
Use the ball gag and then clamp her tits.
While his daughter fastened the gag and its straps, he cinched wide Velcro straps around the base of the teen slut's big breasts. Angie swooned. She wasn't sharing his attention with Jeanette. Finally, she was the main deal. When Jeanette added nipple clamps and Matt worked the modestly sized and well-lubed anal dildo into her exquisite anal ring, Angie gurgled into her mouth gag.
Let's warm her up. Start with the flogger on her ass, and don't hold back.
Eagerly, Jeanette lit into her friend's beautiful ass as Matt applied the second flogger to Angie's tits, avoiding her aureoles and nipples and mons. Once the bound teen's ass and tits were a livid red, her sleek skin glistening with perspiration, her arousal rising, Matt said,
Now switch to the quirt and work your way from her ass down.
Jeanette was even more enthusiastic with permission to strike Angie's slit. As she smacked the quirt into Angie's ass cheeks, Matt whacked the girl's reddened tits with the crop. Angie was almost hyperventilating with excitement. When Matt's daughter reached Angie's pussy lips, already opened by the spreader bar between her knees, he focused on the large aureola and prominent nipples. The moment Matt slapped her clit with the crop in his right hand while walloping her nipples with the taws in his left hand, Angie reached a shattering cum father and daughter stopped. Matt stood behind the girl, dropped true, and shoved his dick between the swollen labia. As soon his cock was embedded, Angie came again, her hot ass bucking underneath him, yelling obscenities that neither Matt nor Angie had ever heard her utter. While Matt pumped away at a steady pace, Jeanette alternately slapped and licked the teen's tits as she fingered the girl's clit. Angie had her third grade come, Matt deposited his load inside her, and the scene was finished. Once Matt pulled out, he wiped his cock on Angie's ass, held up her lolling head and asked,
"Are you ever going to do that again? Not respond to our texts and calls and worry us? Dress like a whore in public? Give head to two teen creeps? Walk in late for dinner?"
When Angie took a long moment to respond, Matt understood that he'd asked the wrong series of questions. "You're a hot sub and a fine fuck. But let me put it this way, if you pull any of this stuff again, you won't be permitted to stay here for a month. You'll be grounded at your mother's apartment, and won't be permitted to come at all. Got it?"
Angie nodded. Her strategy had worked well, at least this once. Matt detached the cord from her collar, and she slumped forward, her abused tits crashing into the ottoman. As Matt and Jeanette saw his thick jizz dribbling out of her cunt lips, they could also see the dreamy smile on her sweat-drenched face.
2 weeks later, Jeanette and Angie were sitting properly in the living room, waiting for Matt and Justine, a bottle of expensive champagne in a bucket on the coffee table. The week before, he told them that Justine and Angie would be moving in with them full-time. The girls were delighted for a variety of reasons. Matt explained that it would take a while to work out the kinks, but he was confident that the new arrangement would be great for them all. The girls asked a few questions and the session was over much earlier and easier than Matt had anticipated. Now, Matt and Justine walked in, smiling. She was wearing a tall, black slave collar, the supple leather at least 4 inches high, with D-rings on all four sides. The four of them had a discussion that went well, so Matt opened the bottle, poured full glasses, and they toasted to the new plan. Justine was to move in that weekend. The delicious champagne quickly affected the girls and Justine. All three were flushed and high. The air was charged with desire. Matt started the scene he'd planned. He told Justine to kneel on the large ottoman. She had no idea of the upcoming scenario. "Get up and take off your tops and skirts," he said to the girls. Once they were standing in their demi-bras and barely their boy shorts, he said, "Come over and kiss Justine as a token of welcoming her into the household." The girls rose from the sofa and stood above the MILF. Angie bent over and kissed her mother on the lips while Jeanette unbuttoned the sub's sheer blouse and pulled it off her shoulders and down her arms. Without being aware of what she was doing, the horny teen grabbed the short hair at the rear of her mother's head and pulled back, so Justine's face was turned up even more, along with her throat and upper chest, in a more exposed and vulnerable posture. Justine was in a dazed state, having never imagined that this official welcoming into the household would turn into a ritual of hurting, and pleasuring, her. Angie thrust her tongue into Justine's mouth, which the kneeling sub-mother dutifully accepted. Jeanette lifted the slut mother's tits off her shelf bra and, while kneading the breast flesh, licked the throbbing nipples. Matt ordered his daughter to remove his girlfriend's skirt. Justine wasn't wearing panties, just thigh highs. Jeanette spread the hot woman's thighs very wide and turned to Matt for the next step.
"Have you ever heard of nipple whipping?"
Jeanette shook her head, her mouth slightly agape at the question.
"It's quite stimulating," Matt added. "Especially with nipples like Justine's. They're not only begging to be clamped and chained, they're also crying out for stretching and whipping. Go get the small pointer and the nipple stretcher."
While Jeanette ran to retrieve the 12-inch pointer, used in overhead presentations, and a standard hanger with two sliding clamps for hanging a skirt, Matt wound a long black strip tightly around the household sub's tits, eliciting multiple grunts from Justine. When Jeanette had returned with the two items, Matt explained,
"Binding her tits not only makes the nipples swell and be a bigger target, the binding also stabilizes her tit flesh, so they don't jiggle so much."
He had modified the hanger so it was attached to a rod that extended out from a sub's solar plexus. He pulled and twisted on Justine's thick nipples, attached a hanger clamp to each, and pulled the hanger along the rod so the hanger moved further away from Justine's chest. She hissed in pain as her abused nipples enlarged by 1.5 inches.
"Now watch."
Aiming carefully, Matt sliced the tip of the pointer into the first elongated nipple stalk.
Thwack!
The pointer sliced into the midpoint of the nipple, the thick rubbery flesh absorbing the harsh impact, pulling the bulbous nub at the end away from the metal claws of the clamp. Justine emitted a long groan. Matt struck again and again, varying the placement so the pointer struck the sides and bottom of the nipple, before starting in on the other modified nipple.
"Kneel on the floor," he said to Justine.
Gingerly, she moved from the ottoman to the carpet.
"Angie, lube one of these anal dildos and put it in your mother's ass."
Angie picked up a small dildo and bottle of lube.
"No, that one's too small. That's the size that you and Jeanette are wearing as part of your training. Use the big one."
Angie hefted the large dildo, wondering how such a big toy could fit up her mother's ass.
"Don't worry, she's an anal slut, it's fine."
Jeanette pulled down on the D-ring at the front of Justine's collar till her haunches stuck up in the air. Angie was surprised that she was able to work the thick long dildo into her mother's ass quickly and easily. Justine, now sweating heavily from pain and arousal, grunted deliriously. It was obvious that the addition of the anal intruder had made her even more turned on. Jeanette looked at her dad for instruction.
"Lick her till she comes."
Jeanette pulled on the rear of Justine's collar so the plug beauty's torso was upright again. Angie looked at Matt for direction as well.
"Slap them,"
he said, nodding at Justine's tits. As Jeanette traced her tongue along the open beauty's clit and slit, Angie abused Justine's bound tits, slapping, twisting and pulling the beautiful 34cs that were still encased inside the black strips.
"Get on your back on the floor, beneath her, and put your fingers inside her,"
Matt added to his daughter. Jeanette scrambled into position. Angie, her panties pulled aside from her shaved slit, was pumping two fingers into her own pussy. Matt kneeled above both of them, Jeanette's legs inside his and Justine's outside.
Still licking and sucking, the obedient daughter pushed three fingers into the MILF's hole. Justine gasped, the hanger swaying above her nipples. Matt positioned his cock at the entrance to her pussy and fucked her. With her clit well licked, her tits being stimulated by her daughter, her dom's cock and her cunt while a dildo was stuffing her ass, Justine was delirious with pleasure. "Now pull out the dildo from her ass, lube your fingers, and do the same you did in her cunt," he told Jeanette. "But this time up her ass." Jeanette and Angie looked at each other, both skeptically. Jeanette lubed her fingers heavily, but three fingers at once. Dubiously, she shoved all three into Justine's dusky ring and was surprised at how well the sub mother took them. Justine immediately rocketed into a cum. "What an anal slut," Jeanette thought. Justine had been wetting her own middle finger with her pussy juice. Now she pushed the drenched digit past Matt's sphincter. Not anticipating a finger stimulating his prostate, he bellowed, fucked her even harder and deeper, and pulled out, flooding Justine's belly and mound with gouts of gushing spunk. Two thick streams fell off her groin and splat onto Jeanette's upturned face, who was still lying beneath Matt and Justine. Leaving the women to recover and remove Justine's tit strips and nipple-stretching hanger, Matt rose to his feet and sat heavily in a chair, sipping his drink contentedly and thinking about the plan that Jeanette and he had hatched months ago. It had taken time, but Jeanette had found a perfect friend in the pretty, sexy, and docile Angie. The clothing, makeup, and hairstyle makeover of Angie had gone perfectly, as had her initiation and training into their household practices, or lifestyle. She was a natural sub-slut with a high tolerance to pain and a voracious appetite for sex. These qualities seemed to run in her family. Angie jumped onto Jeanette's supine form and avidly licked Matt's jizz off Jeanette's face and neck, forcefully humping her friend till the two girls were slapping each other's tits, rolling around the floor and squealing. After grinding their clits into each other, they quickly came. Justine was stupefied to realize that she was now the slave of all three. Mentally, she reeled with the cringing humiliation of being submissive to two teen girls. And as she knew from the time that Angie had whipped her in the living room at their apartment, teens could be so cruel. Once the girls had boyfriends, would Matt make her service all the boys as well? She imagined two big young cocks and how frequently they could come. For example, would Matt teach the boys how to be doms? Would he tell the teen males that they could fuck her ass? For sure, that was one skill where the girls couldn't match her. Matt would probably make her have a triple penetration from himself and the two boyfriends. Would the girls resent her hot sex with the boys and be even more severe and merciless with punishments? No matter how successfully the seduction and training of Angie had gone, Matt and Jeanette had never imagined that Angie's stunning mother, the town's hottest MILF, would be brought into their lives, let alone that she would be a deeply submissive cum, pain and anal slut who craved discipline, punishment, and humiliation. Justine raised her eyes from the two panting girls and looked at Matt, her eyes filled with gratitude for her handsome and strict new master. She'd been amazed that her father had liked Matt so much and approved of Matt's firm hand with her. Matt looked at her sensational skin and complexion, her toned arms, stomach and thighs, her hefty tits, her bulging nipples and clit, and her very pretty, sensuous face. He'd never had a sub as incredibly hot, as pretty and as open any and all of his techniques. And a sub who would submit to her own daughter, a daughter who was basically a sub as well, but capable of being a dom to her mother, and almost as pretty, sensuous and hot. Matt nodded at Justine's belly and she scooped up the gooey cum which coated her. As she moved her coated fingers from her mons to her open mouth, the sponge dripped onto her tits, neck and chin. Soon her lips, swollen from her daughter's hard kisses, were covered with the white gunk. Long greasy smears now covered her lower torso. Once she'd scooped up as much cum as she could, she looked questioningly at Matt for his next order, unaware that gobs of cum were now shining on her cheeks and pert nose. His new sub looked so beautiful, especially with the two nude girls lying sprawled and dozing near her feet, that Matt grinned. He stood and attached a leash to the gorgeous MILF's collar. He leaned over to attach the teeth of imposing clamps to her dark, distended nipples. Welcome to the family. Chapter 10. Justine was kneeling in the living room on the coffee table, surrounded by two video cameras and lighting equipment. A boom mic was positioned over the coffee table cum oversized leather bench. She'd spent the afternoon at the spa, getting a facial, the non-cum kind, a waxing and a styling of her hair and makeup. She hadn't done a scene on camera since the videos her son Justin had done with her. She looked great, collared and leashed, her head encased in a bondage harness, her chest encased in a matching harness, wrists and ankles cuffed, tits bulging from Velcro bands at their bases, olive skin lightly oiled, perspiring from the hot lights, mound newly waxed, nipples and labia all severely clamped, chained and weighted, a thick, wet ball gag hanging beneath her jaw so she could first drink a cum. Cocktail. A leather strap was deeply embedded between her pussy lips and tied front and rear to the harness's thick leather waist cinch. Jeanette and Angie obeyed Justine in parental and household matters, and she sometimes punished the teens, which she much enjoyed, for misbehavior. Both with and without Matt's presence, she was otherwise the house sub. The girls enjoyed their opposite roles, adroitly switching from being Matt's subs to being doms of Justine, venting their resentments and frustrations of her. Especially since she'd recently grounded both of them on a Friday night when they already had plans. Matt knew that the best way to satisfy Justine's cravings were to periodically force her into new and ever more degrading scenes. He liked the creative challenge. Now Justine's father and brother were eagerly awaiting a copy of the video where their Angie would be disciplining her mother and forcing her to come. And Justin, the fledgling porn star's son? He was the main cameraman,
Ever since surreptitiously watching one of the videos on Justine's computer, in which Justin used and abused his mother, Matt knew that Justine was incredible on camera, superbly photogenic, responsive, and exciting. She could withstand and get off on serious, prolonged abuse. Her amazing body reacted vocally, and with great mobility, Matt stood by the coffee table. He would remain off camera for this shoot, keeping it first girl on girl, or girls on woman, and then son on mother, while he recorded them all with the second camera. Justin, more experienced than Matt in these shoots with his mother, had suggested that he do most of the close-ups while Matt essentially stuck to wider shots, until Justin went on camera. Although the scenario had been pre-planned and explained to Jeanette, Angie, and Justin, but not to Justine, Matt would still direct, using hand gestures. At Matt's signal, the guys started recording and Matt nodded to Angie, nude except for a garter belt, stockings, and a waist-high corset that exposed her luscious young tits. Angie held up a traditional cream pitcher. "This added treat is a special mix from your father, brother, son, and boyfriend." Next to Angie was his own daughter, Jeanette, wearing a waist cincher and stay-up stockings. Both of the girls' wax pussies were covered by heavy strap-ons, the thick, black 8-inch members jutting menacingly from their nude mounds while 6-inchers were stuffing their own wet cunts, along with nubbins to stimulate their clits. Their assholes were stuffed with sizable plugs. Angie poured steaming cum from the pitcher into her mother's triple vodka martini. A prolonged hissing sound filled the room, the steaming white spunk descending into the icy clear vodka. Swirls of cum spread through the oversized martini glass. Justine raised the glass to her wide mouth, drank slowly for the cameras, and set down the glass, aware that her thick lips were so coated with the gunk that it splattered onto her thighs. Justine set down her glass, relieved when the girls set upon her. Angie and Jeanette walked up to the kneeling sub, raised her toned arms, and bound them to a bar above her head, trembling with shameful arousal. Jeanette pushed the huge red ball gag between Justine's greasy lips, the fresh spunk on them dripping onto her tits, while Angie tightened the straps on the head harness. Each girl pulled on a labia chain, stretching a thick dark pussy lip till Justine moaned, and the girls fastened the chains to metal grommets in their sub's lace stocking tops. As the girls stretched and bound her cunt lips, their big strap-ons were bobbing and swaying in Justine's face. She saw that Angie's was dripping with lube. So her mother knew it was her daughter who would be fucking her ass. Justine also saw the red buttons on the strap-ons, so she knew the bobbing monsters were filled with steaming cum. Some of the hot cream would shoot up her cunt and ass, so the cameras could have a close-up of a thick, double camel pie, the thick white goo drooling from the dusky skin circling her wrinkled asshole and oozing from between the dark labia on each side of her cunt, while the remainder of the reservoirs would drench her face, tits, and slit. Once his mother had come from the DP, and his sister and Jeanette had also come, Justin would add suction tubes to Justine's nipples and clit, face fuck her. Fuck her cunt and ass, then shoot his huge, long-lasting load, inundating the milk from the top of her glossy black hair to the splayed-out, inflamed lips of her cunt, the lips that had just been repeatedly struck by Jeanette's switch. Jeanette undid the rear of the cunt strap and pulled it out. The squishing sounds of Justine's drenched cunt filling the room as the young dom dragged the leather out of the sopping slit and up over Justine's big bulging clit. Angie slid beneath her mother, a quirt in Angie's hand ready to hurt her mother's jutting tits, while Angie's anal plug was quite visible. Jeanette, grinning at her gagged substitute mother, positioned herself between the mature slut's splayed legs, her own anal plug protruding from her cheeks, a switch in her hand to use on her mature sub's clit, outer lips, tight ass, and inner thighs. As the huge cockhead simultaneously pushed into her holes, as the first strike of the quirt struck her clamped and bulging tits, as the switch smacked into her clit. Justine knew she wouldn't disappoint the cameras or Matt. The girls thrust the strap-ons deeply into their sub. Matt grinned as he watched his daughter's naked, oiled ass cheeks start drilling into his girlfriend's cunt. Justine started moaning, assaulted by the twin strap-ons, the bulging ball gag, the nipple and labia clamps and weights, the quirt and the switch. The three grunting, heaving, and sweating sluts all began coming. After depositing half of the loads in their strap-ons inside Justine's cunt and ass, the teens pulled out and shot the remainder all over the MILF's body. Spent, Jeanette slumped forward onto Justine's chest, exposing her cunt and ass to her father behind her. As twin rivers of cum came out of Justine's freshly fucked holes, Matt put down his camera, stepped forward, and pushed into his daughter's tight hot anal sheath, mashing her big tits into the clamps and chains imprisoning Justine's nipples beneath her. Matt quickly shot off deep inside Jeanette's tight ass chute. He pulled out, staggered back, and fell into a chair, enjoying the tawdry view in front of him. Three voluptuous brunettes, a sandwich of sex-crazed, sweat-drenched, fucked-out hotties, his daughter on top, his girlfriend in the middle, and his daughter's BFF on the bottom. Jeanette rolled off Justine, the two of them sinking onto the cum-stained carpet, their limbs sprawling. Jeanette's tits were deeply marked, inflamed and sore from being crushed into Justine's heavy metal clamps and chains. That left Angie on the coffee table, her strap-on sticking straight up in the air and swaying with her labored breathing. Justin looked at me to see if he could stop recording. I nodded. He set down his camera, removed Angie's tarpon from its harness, lubed his cock, shoved it all the way up his sister's cunt, and fucked her hard till he quickly came. When he withdrew, he also sat in one of the easy chairs, next to me. Justine was still suffering from all her bondage gear, ball gag, head and chest harnesses, tit bands, nipple and labia clamps and chains. I told her to clean up Jeanette and Angie. Dazed, she struggled to her hands and knees, crawled to Jeanette and licked up Matt's cum, still dribbling from Jeanette's crinkled, gaping rosebud. Then Justine crawled to Angie but just knelt there, refusing to do as Matt had ordered. He jumped up, grabbed a switch, went to her, ripped off the black strips binding her bulging tits, yanked upward on her nipple chain, and swiftly whipped her big tits,
greasy with oil, sweat and cum, till they were covered with fresh striations. When she'd stopped yelling, Matt dropped the nipple chains and she crawled to Angie, where she swiped her thick long tongue along the girl's crack and sucked up Justin's still hot spunk from the teen's gaping pussy lips. There was so much cum that she was slurping it up. Justine had never felt more debased or humiliated, forced to lick her son's jizz from her daughter's cunt. But she was deeply convinced that disgusting act was nothing other than what she deserved, if not worse. Matt and Justin watched as their cum still dribbled from the well-used holes of all three of their subs, the teens' stretched young cunts and assholes, and both of Justine's well-used holes. Once Justine had cleaned up all of Justin's spunk, Matt called her over. The well-trained, mature sub slowly crawled over to him, her leash and heavy chains dragging along the thick carpet that impeded their movement, pulling on her collar, nipples and pussy lips. She assumed a kneeling posture at his feet, spread her thighs, and in a daze clasped her hands behind her head. A clot of cum from her daughter's drenched cunt clung to her chin, and then fell to the carpet. Matt nodded at Justin, who picked up his camera and resumed shooting. Jeanette handed him a double dildo, actually, vibrators, and a matching remote control, so newly bought that he hadn't had a chance to test it before shooting began. Justine gasped when she saw the 8-inch and 6 shafts. As instructed, Jeanette had filled the side-by-side capacious shafts with hot semen. Very hot semen. They were heavy. Judging from the amount of cum which Justin had just dumped in his mother's ass, there was no need to coat the anal dildo with lube. Angie handed Matt another new purchase, cut-out panties with a sizable slit in the middle. They weren't crotchless, they just had a vertical opening, plus a very special, black leather bra with big cutouts for her massive aureoles. He held the trashy garments up in front of Justine, who naturally was under the misimpression that they were just a cutout bra and panties. Coordinating the next step, he pulled up on Justine's leash and she scrambled to her feet, swaying slightly with anticipation. Angie, standing behind Justine, positioned the bra at her mother's maltreated tits as Jeanette brought a freshly microwaved pitcher of spunk from the kitchen and poured the hot gunk into the bra cups till the entire inside surface was covered. Jeanette held the panties at Justine's feet. Stunned by this degenerate plan, Justine, the cum and pain slut, stepped into the panties and Jeanette pulled them up to her thighs, positioning the pussy clamps and chains so they emerged obscenely through the black leather slit. Justin was amazed at how shocking his mother's mons looked through the camera lens, the fat clit, rubbing against the heavy leather, and the thick, dusky pussy lips, clamped and chained, protruding from between the black leather. Jeanette coated the inside of the panties with the steaming hot jism. In a state of disbelief, Justine stared as her daughter pulled the bra firmly onto Justine's tits, which Matt had whipped mere minutes before, which were now showing angry raised striations, while Jeanette pulled up the heavy panties till they were pressing into the MILF sub's groin. Justine's eyes widened in shock when she felt that these were not a normal bra and panties. They were a punishment bra and panties, filled with dozens of tiny tacks and red-hot jizz. She'd never worn either of this type of S&M garments before. She gasped as the pain hit her, rocketing her to a delirious state of arousal. Matt quickly nodded to the teens. They pressed the two pieces into their sub's erogenous zones. All four of the doms were stunned to see the hot cum squeezing out from around the edges of the bra cups, the thick white goo flowing over the thick black leather and oozing across the wide dark aureoles, sliding down the tortured charcoal nipples and finding its way into the joints and angles of the cloverleaf clamps. When Angie had bought the items for Matt, she'd decided on her own without telling Matt that she'd intentionally ordered them in a size too small. Once Angie closed the bra clasp, Justine, in torment from the pinpricks and scalding cum, yelped and bucked, her entire body spasming in a frenzied orgasm as even more cum oozed onto her chest, cleavage, belly and the straps of her body harness. Cum gushed from the punishment panties as well, so much that the stuff ran all over the dusky pussy lips, into the deep cleft, then seeping over the labia clamps and the big links of the chains. The two girls could barely hold onto the shuddering slut's body to prevent it from collapsing. Matt pulled Justine's harness and brought her to her knees, his huge boner in her face. As her meaty lips spread around the head of his aching dick, Matt grabbed all four of her nipple and labia chains with one hand, pulled and released them, controlling the speed of her desperate blowjob and the depth of her astounding cocksucking. Jeanette held the double dildo on the carpet while Angie pushed on her mother's shoulders, forcing the suffering MILF's cunt and ass down onto the two cocks. The heavy links of the labia chains falling around the twin shafts. Jeanette took up the remote and turned on the vibrators in both dildos. With his other hand, Matt reached down and squeezed all over the bra cups and panties as Justine moaned gutturally while deep-throating his shaft and fucking her holes deeper onto the dildos. He had stuffed a broad taws into the chair cushions. He pulled it out, tugged Justine's cock-loving mouth off his member, and whacked the weighted taws into her bra cups and cum-covered clit. Jeanette cranked up the vibrator speeds as Angie, without Matt's knowledge or permission, undid the two vertically situated bra clasps at Justine's back and pulled them to the other set of clasps, 2 inches away. The MILF's 34CS were crushed even further into the bra's tacks. Justine resorted to a hand job on Matt's prick, scooping up the cum from her nipples and pussy slit to lube her master's dick. The master, doms, and slave were all in sync. As soon as Jeanette turned the remote to maximum, Justine started a gigantic cum. Jeanette pushed the new feature of this model, the remote's red button, and twin salvos of hot cum shot into the depths of Justine's stretched and plugged holes. She simply screamed in the most shattering and prolonged orgasm ever, as Matt's cock spurted a fountain of fresh cum onto her head and into her gaping mouth, her voice hoarse from yelling. Jeanette shut off the vibrators as Justine careened backward. Unintentionally, the nipple and labia clamps were yanked off, catapulting the crazed MILF into another massive cum as she collapsed onto the floor. Matt careful to spray her agonized nipples and tumid cunt lips with more jolts of thick spunk.
Justin turned off his camera and set it down. He, his sister, and Jeanette were all stunned into silence.
Angie put a bowl under her.
Matt knelt on top of Justine, his knees on the floor on either side of her tits, and wiped several viscous strands of jism onto Justine's eyebrows and nose.
Jeanette, collect the cum from her hair, face, tits, and belly.
Jeanette scooped the thick ropes and clumps into a small martini glass while Angie placed a pillow under her mother's ass and then a bowl to catch the river of jism pouring out of her mother's well-used and gaping holes.
Girls, take off the bra and panties.
The teens did so, this time gently. Nonetheless, their slut MILF groaned when the punishment bra and panties were removed, revealing a livid ass, swollen tits, and an abraded mound, the latter two all streaked with cum. He pulled the slack sub into a sitting position and pulled the straps at the rear of the head harness, tilting up Justine's head. Since her mouth was already hanging open, Jeanette had no resistance when she angled the overflowing martini glass above Justine's slimy face and ever so slowly poured the gooey gunk into the MILF's mouth as Justin recorded this final scene of humiliation and degradation. Justine kept swallowing reflexively till the glass was drained. Several gross bubbles of cum formed, briefly encasing her mouth. Matt nodded at Angie, who removed the bowl from Justine's groin. It was so overfull that the stuff sloshed over the sides and spilled onto the MILF's spread thighs and inflamed mons. Angie poured the contents into the same martini glass, held it to her mother's cum-saturated lips, and poured in another glassful. Between the two, Justine the cum-slut was swallowing the equivalent of about 8 to 12 men's ejaculations. Justin stopped videoing and Matt laid his depleted sub back on the carpet. He smiled at his three weary assistants.
Well done.
Matt was proud that Now Serving, the movie's title, was a hot video. He would take the movie to the next major family gathering, where they would all screen it in the evening. Justine's father, brother, and son would love it. No doubt it would be the highlight of the holiday. Justine, already tied with ropes and straps for the viewing, would be squirming, as much as her bounds permitted, with shame yet also wet with arousal as she watched the debauched scenes with her main master, Matt, and his daughter, but especially with her son and daughter. Jeanette and Angie would also have to service the guys, but Justine would be the main attraction. As they kept watching, the men would probably toss her tits, cane her ass, and whip their willing subs' gorgeous thighs and belly. Matt hoped that Justine's father and brother would be particularly pleased and excited by the part with the punishment bra and panties, since they'd never used them on their daughter and sister. Perhaps the movie would even give them some new ideas to use on Justine, their devoted family sub. Matt anticipated that long before the final scene, they'd be using their hot MILF's thick lips to deep-throat their cocks and her tight holes to fuck them, presumable in a DP or triple penetration. He'd make sure that she'd be facing the screen, so she would always be confronted with her previous decadent behavior while she was being freshly abused. Matt even had detailed outlines for a quartet of Now-Serving movies, each more elaborate and ambitious than the one before. They'd rent a beautiful, elegant house for the weekend. Justine would wear gorgeous clothes, the best makeup, expensively slutty lingerie and hot bondage outfits. In the second installment, she would be used by all the three men in her immediate family, father, brother, and son. Matt and Jeanette would be the videographers, while the two teen girls would supervise the props and be available to the men for the duration of the weekend. Angie would slowly strip her mother in the living room while the MILF sub confessed to being a bad, lazy mother, a willful and irresponsible daughter, and a disrespectful, sarcastic sister who deserved firm, serious punishments from all three men. Angie would then prep the denuded MILF slut with severe bondage accoutrements, but all different items from the first video, while Justine would encourage the corrections, and indeed had to be personally punished and harshly used by nothing less than all three guys. Instead of a ball gag, Justine's big mouth would be filled with a bridal gag. Rather than using Velcro bands at the base of her big tits, they'd be made to bulge obscenely with an unforgiving breast press. Instead of cloverleaf nipple clamps and heavy chains, she'd wear nasty nipple stretchers. Kneeling, she'd suck off all three guys till they'd bathed her face and tits in multiple geysers of cum. With her still wearing a dense and humiliating cum coating, they'd simultaneously whip her tits and pussy, ending with a triple penetration. In the third episode, the debased female lead would satisfy four of her father's and brother's business associates, one more dom than in the previous video. But neither Justine nor Angie would be present, since they'd only be a distraction to the four guys. In the fourth and final movie, the depraved hottie would visit the college that her son and daughter attended, where she'd be disciplined in two demeaning separate sessions, first, by Justin and his four pimply, inexperienced and therefore dangerously brutal roommates, increasing the load she'd have to bear to a total of five doms. In the second session, she'd be used by an elite gathering of the chancellor, the vice chancellor, the dean of admissions, and the dean. Although the number of men in this last scene would decrease from 5 to 4, the reduced amount would be more than compensated by the administrator's powerful, demanding personalities, and by the long experience they'd all accumulated over many years of harsh and relentless BDSM. Matt smiled. He enjoyed being the writer and director, as well as cameraman. There was no doubt that he had a talented, photogenic cast and crew in Jeanette, Justin, and Angie. And most importantly, he had an extraordinary sex toy lead whose incredible body, raging sensuality, and capacity for submission, pain, and humiliation leapt from the screen. And Justine's on-camera talents in the video series could never swell her head into becoming a prima donna. After all, she was a sub. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium Patron Taboo podcast which contains more intense sexual themes.
You can subscribe to the premium podcast for $2 per month or support the Erotica podcast on Patreon to support us and allow members to request future stories and themes. Links are in the description. Thank you for listening.